Hello. Are there any yacht rockers in the house? Come on. I see the demographic. You cannot lie to me. I know that most of you know what yacht rock is, right? Well, I'm in love with a really old white guy. And he has snowy white hair. He's a little bit shorter than me. And I've been in love with him since I was about 5 years old. And I'm pretty sure most of you know who he is. His name is Michael McDonald. For those who don't know, he was in the Doobie Brothers. And I'm obsessed with him. A lot of my friends will tell you that that is true. And so I love him so much. And I grew up in a household where we were Jehovah's Witness, and that's not funny. Knock, knock. But they're very critical about the music that they listen to. And so they want to know, is the artist, you know, do they live a clean life? What are their lyrics about? And so rather than my family go through all of my music and decide what I could and could not listen to, they just did not bring actual physical music into the house. So all we had was the radio. So I would listen to Michael McDonald a lot. And at the age of 19, I was about to go off to college, and my mom asked me to go up to the attic to get some things from her for her. And I went up there, and I realized there was a box of records, which I had seen, but just not in my house. And so I'm going through the records, and I see LaBelle, and you know, Patti LaBelle's single, and Atlantic Star. And I get to the back, and I see this album with about 20 white guys and one black guy, and at the top it says The Doobie Brothers. This is the reason why sometimes the way people sound is not the way they look. I didn't know that Michael McDonald was white until I was 19. But I'm a little confused. Like, I open up the record and I say, you know, it says Michael McDonald's on the left, and I see that it's this guy with salt and pepper hair, but I was really confused, so I go downstairs and I show the record to my mother, and she said, yeah, that's Michael McDonald. And I just remember getting in my car going to school and thinking to myself, does it make a difference if he's white or black? No, I don't really care. I think I love him even more. And, you know, one of my favorite songs that he used to sing was Jesus Is Just All Right With Me, which I'm sure the Jehovah's Witnesses would have been happy that that was my favorite song that Michael McDonald sang. But I'm 35 now. I'm still in love with him. And last year, I got to meet him. Yeah, I know. So I had a friend who booked the show at the Mann Theater in Philly, which is a lot like Meriwether. She came up to me and she said, you know, I booked this show with a guy named Michael McDonald. Do you want to go to the show? And I just remember there was a tear right here on the corner of my eye. I said, I don't have to think twice about that. I would love to go. Thank you. And she comes back and she says, well, wait a minute. I have to organize a meet and greet. Only 20 people. Would you like to be a part of that? And then the tear actually dropped down my cheek. So I just remember getting to Philadelphia that day, June 26, 2009, at about 8:15 p.m., we're pulling up to the Mann Center, and this is all I hear. And I'm freaking out in the car. I'm like, oh my God, he's on the other side of the hedges. I can't wait to go over. So we go in, and I sit down, and I watch the entire show. So aside from learning that Michael McDonald was white, I also learned that he's like a 5'4" man that looks like a Jack Russell Terrier behind his piano. But it's okay, because I'll still love him. And, you know, so they come and get us, and we go down to this VIP area, and I'm, you know, looking at the audience as I'm walking down, I'm like, I'm probably the youngest person here. I'm probably the blackest person here. I can't wait to see what this VIP reception looks like. And I get there, and of course, I am the youngest black person in the room, and I'm really nervous, so I start drinking champagne. And I'm probably up to my fourth flute of champagne. I can handle that. And the stage manager comes out and says, oh my God, you're gonna get to meet Boz Scaggs. I'm like, I don't really care. Can you just bring on Michael McDonald? And about 3 minutes after that, a 5'4" white man with salt and pepper hair, mostly salt now, a t-shirt that said Local Motion, and a pair of pajama pants is standing 3 feet away from me. And I'm freaking out because I've probably had 6 flutes of champagne by the time he got down there. And, you know, I've been in love with this guy for a long time, so I wanted to wait to see how he interacted with other people. And I just kept thinking to myself, you know, I've learned that this guy is white. I've learned that he's really short. I've learned that he cannot dress. I better play it safe and not make a fool of myself. Now, for all of my friends that are here tonight, they know that I have a party trick, and that party trick is that I do the best Michael McDonald impersonation ever. I'm not lying. Hold on. So I wait to be the last of the 20 people to meet him, and you know, it's very scripted. He's like shaking hands, you get your photo taken, he smiles at you, and you walk off. So I decided that I wasn't gonna do my impersonation, but I was really drunk. And it was my turn to walk up to meet him, and I have my flute of champagne that's still full in one hand, and I run up to him, and his face is practically in my boobs because that's just about how tall he is. And I said, "Hi, I'm Charisse." And he looked at me, and he did a up and down, and he said, "Wow." I don't know what that meant, and it made me a little upset. But I have a special talent, and I think that I need to share it with the room tonight. You can move, but do not sing, because this is my moment. Can you turn it up a little? Let me see you clap your hands.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. I keep forgetting how you made that so clear. I keep forgetting every time you're near. Every time I see your smile. Hear your hello, saying you can only stay a while.
I hear someone singing, stop. I can't do anymore, I'm gonna laugh.